What do we have for a music theme today, Mr. Harrigan?
We have Halloween music. That's not Halloween music, Chad.
Okay.
We've already heard Zombie from the Cranberries. We've got the Monster here from Eminem and Rihanna.
Yep.
All Halloween themed, but not actually Halloween music.
Among the attacks, again, show purposes, from a strategic perspective, Trump, if he loses, we run the risk of being relevant 4 years from now, and none of us should be subjected to that. Okay, let's talk about each of them if they lose. Trump will not accept a loss. Is that fair?
I think that's been proven.
I mean, he hasn't accepted any loss. He says the bankruptcies in life were the right things to do. Any court loss he doesn't accept.
Seems like we're already making plans to not accept a possible loss here.
He's going after Pennsylvania already. So there's no scenario. Harris is not going to do this, right? But Harris could win every state in the nation, and Trump would not accept it. So November, December, January would be a repeat of last time, but now they've had 4 years to plan. There's a lot of speculation on what they may do. There's a lot of concrete action on what laws have been changed, what laws have not been changed. So Trump's not vanishing. Okay, so now we get to January 20th under this scenario where Harris wins. He said at some point this summer, if he loses, that's it. Do you think that's true? Do you think, I guess two things. Would he run again? Or maybe more relevantly, for the next 2 years, is he going to back away? Is he going to just say, I'm going to go back to my life as a businessman, as opposed to someone who's as visible as he's been, tweeting, and really being the person he's been since 2015. He took a little bit of a break in 21, but that didn't last long.
You'll hear from him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think he likes being the guy on, you know, calls up on Fox and Friends or whatever else. I think he loves having his voice out there, and he loves ripping.
And I don't think MAGA cuts him off, do they? Even though they could say, all right, we didn't win as much as we thought in 18, but midterms are tough. You got to point that out.
Yep.
Didn't win in 20, although most of MAGA wouldn't accept that, I guess. 2020, when midterms are tough for Biden, they didn't win as much, the Republicans, as they thought, and then lose 2024. What percentage of his loyal folks would say, thank you for creating this, thank you for being the original MAGA guy, but it's time for you to move away?
Publicly? Not many.
Yeah.
I think there'd still be plenty of fear of what Don would say then about you in the media or on social media.
Yeah, politicians for sure. I think most of his voters probably would say, we don't want you to go anywhere. So let's go with the scenario. She loses. And it gets so close. I mean, look at the polls. Again, I slightly lean to him. But
you've always been a MAGA guy.
you know me. Big MAGA guy. If she loses, she goes away for a period of time, but does that end her chances of running in 28?
Yes.
You think it does? You think you ran in 19, you didn't even make it to Iowa, then you basically were given this, and you lost this guy, you're done.
Yes.
I think she might run, but she would not be in the top two or three. She might not even be in the top three or four.
She could run, but there's no chance she would win the nomination.
Okay, for us, again, the country's way more important than us, but we're having some fun with this one.
Is it?
Not really. Donald Trump gives us material constantly. He does. Am I tired of talking about him? I love my job. I really do. I thoroughly enjoy working with you and the folks I've worked with here. So, and I did a show from 1990 to 2015 where I never talked about the guy. So could we do the show again without talking about him? 100%. There are times when I get worn out by it. And there are, listen, there are stations across the country where there are hosts or there are policies where they are told not to talk about Trump because it's divisive. I think that's some cowardice myself. Now, if you're an all sports station or you're a Christian station or your station doesn't talk politics, but if you have hosts who talk about current events, including politics, but now you've been told don't talk about them, I think it's really weak. What do you think about that?
I think if you're news talk, you don't have to, you know, if you're not into politics, you don't have to do Trump
right.
every day.
Yes.
But when there's big moments, certainly when there's an election, yes.
If your pattern has been for decades, or I don't know, 5 years, whatever, where you normally talk about current events, and now because this guy's so divisive, you don't talk about him, I think that's just weak.
And there's plenty of ways to do it without,
really weak.
You know, strongly favoring one side, saying I hate this person or I hate that person. You can still talk about it.
You can, but if you're the host who gives super strong opinions all the time or co-host or whatever, and then you're kind of lukewarm in this area.
Well, you can both sides that like you. You don't like anybody.
I love Bobby. Bobby called off air. We
Kennedy?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, oh yeah, Bobby Kennedy. Yeah, I detest Bobby Kennedy's views on autism and vaccines. He's lying, ladies and gentlemen. I tweeted it out again. He's just lying. Wakefield was disproven, all this other BS he tosses out about autism vaccines, and it infuriates me as the father of a son with autism because he's lying. And he might have incredible power in that administration, which staggers me. Harris, I would just be more like a normal president, right?
You'd hope so.
But wouldn't she be more like, you know, now I was about to say W, but then we had 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe HW, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. I mean, stuff would happen. By the way, we have no idea about competency. But that would be more typical, I would say.
Might be a lot like the current president. You might not hear from her much.
She provides the word salads. We know that. She has not distinguished herself from Biden when she's been asked that. They won't hide her as much as Joe Biden. I don't think.
Maybe not as much.
Yeah.
But they might also say, you know what? The whole word salad thing gets us ripped.
Yeah. All right, let's look at the text here because a lot are coming in. For pure show purposes, as a listener, who do you want, Trump or Harris? Meanwhile, it's 450 inches of snow. Taking place in downtown Minneapolis. Bring back summer. You said 35, is that right?
No, I said 50.
Okay, I had the headphones on. I think a lot of people are genuinely saying, and I get it, you're listening in and out, you're doing stuff, are texting us. We're getting a lot, and I so appreciate it. I mean that in all sincerity. And I hope people get when we do certain things with a wink. 651-461-9226. I think more people are texting. Like, here's a texter. Harris Walls, without question, we have no other viable choice. Okay, that's person who thinks that Harris and Walls should win. We're trying to separate just for show purposes briefly.
What do you want to hear?
Yeah.
What don't you want to hear?
Exactly. Here we go, another person. Trump had 4 years of peace and prosperity. Harris, completely unknown, other than she's a total leftist. Okay, that's... Again, that's their opinion. We could come back on both these, but we're talking more for show purposes. Also, did you see that Trump said he would choose RFK to head up our public health program, including Department of Health and CDC? I fear for those two departments if that guy is in charge of that. He's not qualified in any way possible. I hope Harris wins 1,000%. Hopefully Trump would just go away, but I know that won't happen. He's not going anywhere, right?
Maybe prison.
That's fair. If she wins,
Jack Smith is... he's a busy guy if she wins.
If he wins, the first thing he does is fire Jack Smith.
Oh.
I'm not exaggerating.
No.
The first thing. right?
He will raise his hand, put the hand on the Bible. Once that's done, Jack Smith, you're fired.
Trump loses, we get to deal with the election. Was stolen. Harris loses, we get to deal with Dems attacking Trump for the next 4 years. Either way, we all lose. Sound pretty good. Chad, how funny the news media forgets how Killer Clinton was in denial of election results. Thanks, John. The night of the election, at about 2 in the morning, Hillary Clinton called Donald Trump and congratulated him on the victory. Did they bring up Russia afterwards when more information came out? Absolutely. Did the Robert Mueller hearing live up to his expectations? No. Some of that was due to the poor health of Robert Mueller. Some of it was due to Bill Barr selectively editing what was out there on Russia. If you want to read the Senate bipartisan report on the Trump campaign and Russia, I would encourage you to do it. It's Democrats and Republicans. And if you think there was an intermingling between Trump's campaign and Russia, read the report. So there no doubt was some Clinton complaining and wondering about Russia's role. By the way, Trump was asking, hey, if you can get, hey, Russia, if you can get her emails. That was pretty subtle, right? But on the night of the election, when I'm sure she was, what, 99.99% convinced she was going to win, she called him. Donald Trump has not conceded a single time. That's still a pretty significant difference. And again, if you're wondering, this is from a person who did not vote for Hillary Clinton. Trump won't disappear unless he has a stroke or dies. He's addicted to power. Yeah, but if he loses and he won't acknowledge it, we're still not going to talk about him nearly as much.
Oh, no, certainly not.
Right? Harris, so we can finally stop talking about Trump and start talking about actually fixing problems. I don't know. It will be more typical political talk if Harris wins, just like it would be more typical political talk if Haley would have defeated Trump. But Trump crushed her, right? Will we get a lot of things done? I would love to see it. Is she going to challenge her own party? Who is she going to govern like? The person she was in 1920? Is she going to govern like now? Who has control of the Senate? Who has control of the House? Twitter will be a lot less exciting or very normal if Trump doesn't lose. And who's going to win? Good luck to all of us, because I don't think any of us are certain right now. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for us to stop talking. It's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Arvin and get free installation labor.